Good morning. I'm Leslie Lilgenberg, Chair of the Executive Committee. Today is December 12th, 2025, and the time is 9 a.m. I now call to order this meeting of the Executive Committee of the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas. This meeting is being held in person at the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas at 1601 East Pflugerville Parkway, Suite 3301, Pflugerville, Texas, 78660. Committee members were notified of this meeting on November 14th, 2025. The Deputy Commissioner of Insurance and delegates were notified of this meeting December 2nd, 2025, in accordance with Section 2C2 of the SLTX Plan of Operation. Notice of this meeting was published in the Texas Register on December 5th, 2025, in accordance with Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code. A conference call-in number was provided to members of the public in the public notice meeting. Committee members Leah Bennett and Jeff Klein are present. A quorum of two or more committee members is present. Are there any other board members attending? Also attending are Executive Director Greg Brandon, Director of Finance Ronnie Ford, Denise Amasquita, Director of HR, and General Counsel Jeff McWirt. And Toby Pick, and Shalonda Stone. Are there any representatives of Texas Department of Insurance or the Comptroller of Public Accounts present or attending by telephone?
Not Office of Financial Counsel.
Andrew Guerrero, Director of Company Licensing at Texas Department of Insurance.
Okay, and
David Dodd, Office of Financial Counsel, Texas Department of Insurance.
Is a TSLA liaison attending in person or by telephone? We have some procedural announcements before we get to the agenda. All board members, stamping office employees, board liaisons, and state agency representatives should identify themselves when they speak. Please mute your phones or microphones when you are not speaking. We will not have public comments for this meeting. Representatives of state agencies and members of the public are welcome to listen or record the open session of this committee meeting, but please refrain from asking questions of committee members during the meeting or interjecting comments during the committee's discussions. Members of the public or media, please place your phone on mute. State agency personnel may be asked questions about their agency's policies if those questions relate to an agenda item. Antitrust activity or discussion are prohibited at all stamping office functions. This prohibition includes the exchange of information concerning individual company rates, coverages, market practices, claim settlement practices, expenses, or any other competitive aspect of an individual company's operation. So we will now have a discussion and approval of December 13th, 2024 meeting minutes. Everyone was provided a copy of the minutes from our December 13, 2024 meeting. Mm-hmm. Are there any corrections? Are there any further discussions? There being no further discussion, do we have a motion to approve the December 13, 2024 minutes?
This is Jeff Klein. I'll make such a motion.
Muted.
We have a first from, do you have a first, Leah?
Yes.
And then a second, Jeff?
Yes, second.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it and the motion passes. Item discussion, deliberation, the performance compensation benefits.
Agenda item three. So what you'll
just go down and drop. Yeah, okay.
So at this time, the committee will adjourn.
At this time, the committee will adjourn the open session to convene a closed executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meeting Act Government Code Section 551. 074 to deliberate the performance, compensation, and benefits of the Executive Director of the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas, and in accordance with Government Code Section 551-074 to discuss and review the General Counsel contract. Only board members, legal counsel, TDI representatives, and necessary executive staff will be participating during the executive session. We will reconvene in open session after the executive session to vote on executive session agenda items as appropriate. Time is now 9:05. And Jeff with you.
He's actually going to join.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Andrews.
Who is 512?
Andrews.
Oh, that's Andrew. Oh, okay. He said his name. I just.
All right. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So let me share. You know what? You want to give Jeff a second to join? Jeff's on.
I'm on.
So this is the...
That's right. I'm sorry.
This is the open
session. I was same as you. I was like, where's...
So I don't know...
Okay, sorry.
...be able to share my slides if she doesn't hang up from there. So I need... Hold on.
What did Denise hang up? Yeah. Okay.
From the conference room. So don't close out the session, but
okay.
Hang up from the conference
room.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
I'm Jason, yeah.
I know Jim came in and I saw him walk through. All right.
Leslie, can you hear
session.
Me?
You ready, Denise? At the time is now 9:56 a.m. The closed executive session has concluded and I'm reconvening the open session of this meeting. Committee members Leah Bennett and Jeff Klein via Teams are present and we have a quorum. We'll pick up with agenda item number 4, which is the open session. Discussion and appropriate actions regarding the performance, compensation, and benefits of the Executive Director of the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas. Do any of the committee members have comments or questions to present in public session concerning this agenda item? Good. Based on our closed session discussions, do I have a motion for this committee to recommend to the Board of Directors for its approval the following compensation and benefits for the Executive Director of the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas, Mr. Greg Brandon. Number 1, payments of an annual bonus in the amount of 25% of the 2025 salary with payment no later than December 31st, 2025. A raise of 6%. Did I have that right? 6.5% of annual salary to be effective January 1, 2026. And number 3, payment of deferred compensation in the amount of $32,500 plus $8,000 catch up.
No,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought I called it.
It's $24,500.
Okay. $24,500 plus $8,000 catch up.
Total of
32. Okay, for a total of $32,500 with payment to be made no later than January 31st, 2026. Got that for the record?
That's correct.
Okay. May I have a motion?
So moved.
On these items.
So moved. Okay.
Motion. Okay, so moved. Jeff Klein is our first. Do you have a second?
Second.
Yeah. Yes. Second. Any further discussion? All approved, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Now we have a discussion and review of the general counsel contract, consultations with attorney, Texas Government Code 551-0712. Do any of the committee members have comments or questions to present in public session concerning this agenda item? Jeff, Leah, good. Based on our closed session discussions, do I have a motion for this committee to recommend to the Board of Directors its approval of a renewal of the general counsel contract as discussed?
Make a motion.
Okay. Leah Bennett first. Jeff?
Second.
Any further discussion? All approved, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The motion passes. Having no other business agenda, I'll move to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second,
Leah Bennett. This meeting is adjourned at 9:59 a.m.
Thank you.